here. Let's sing that with all our heart. Jesus is here.
And Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. And all things are possible.
How many believes that tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Maybe seated for a second. First, Merry Christmas to each one. It's good to everybody have a day off. Brother Ronnie's able to make it. Brother Tom, that's wonderful. It's good to have you all with us, each one. Brother Roy getting here so early, beating the pastor of church. I'm going to have to get on the ball a little bit. I wanted to share the schedule real quick as a few things happened. I was talking to Brother Taz. Everybody knows Brother Taz. Well, most of you all related to him, so. I say that out loud. I'm sorry. Some of you might not want other people to know that. So, no, we all love Brother Taz. And he's having the New Year's Day fellowship and things at and Stryker. And he said he called me up the other day. They've been praying and praying about it and always kind of wanting to have somebody speak or have a service of some sort, but it just never seemed to really work out. But he said this year he really wants to do it, and I'm just telling you what he told me. And I feel kind of humbled and honored that he would think of all people to ask me to do it, but he wants me to speak that. And thanks says that I wrote it on there so you know that. I'm going to probably start speaking around 11 because he wants that at midnight, and I'm all for this, that we all pray the new year in.
Amen.
We all pray across midnight. So, you know, we'll be there about 6, and I'm just telling you what he told me in case anybody wants to go. At 6, they're going to be eating and fellowshiping and things like that. He said around maybe 8 or 9, just depending on how things are going. Start having people be able to sing specials and worship for a little while and give testimonies and things like that. So if you got a good one, that's the time to go give it. And then, like I said, about 11, he said he'd have me speak. Well, this really helped me out because as I was telling you all about it, and no, Brother Josh was going to end up staying all the way through Wednesday, so we're going to go ahead and let him preach Wednesday night. Because I kind of felt pulled, and I'll tell you why, because I know Brother Josh is always, he's a good buddy of mine. He's like, I've only preached one time when he's been around, and that was when I was in Illinois the one time, and it's kind of pulled knowing, like, Lord, I know my brother would like to be blessed, but also he's here, and I don't want him just sitting there, you know. If he's going to be here, we might as well get him up there preaching. Well, now he gets both. So I think that'll work out just fine. How many's happy for the Lord?
Amen.
Asking, you shall receive, right?
Amen.
Amen. One other thing I'd like to share real quick before we get, probably sing a little bit of song here, and we'll get right into the Word. I don't want to keep you too late. Lord willing, I was at Marathon, and there's a lady there, name's Mary Ellen, and she's the one that came, I don't know, some of you might have been here, she was sitting in the back, and she was the one that was writing down this poster up here. I've known her for years. My grandpa went to Marathon, my dad did, and, you know, she knew me by name, she still does. Well, I went in there to get my oil change and things like that. She wanted me to keep in prayer a lady named Pauline, I believe. I hope I have that name right, but I know it started with a P. I wrote it down somewhere, and I don't remember where that's at now. But it was an elderly lady that she's taking care of. She doesn't have anybody, so she goes there and tries to be a friend and feed her, and I think, you know, just spend time. And she said, well, I want to tell you something. She said, there's one thing she really likes me to do, and that's to read the Psalms to her. She said, I went all through that house. I couldn't find a Bible nowhere. He said, but then I remembered in my purse a little New Testament that has the Psalms and Proverbs in it. So you remember where I got that from? I was like, yes, I do. Said, I'll never forget the day you gave me that. And the thing, just a little gesture, I found, I don't even remember where I got that from, but I remember going in there one day, and I was sitting it out one of those times, and I'm kind of get in the flesh about it, you know, get mad. I want my car done. I want to go home. And sure enough, the conversation went on with her that one day, and she's like, hey, I need a little Bible. And I was like, hey, I got one. You want it? And I gave it to her. And look at that. All years down the road. I mean, that was years ago. She says, I still have it. And she says, I'll have it until I die or the rapture comes. So you pray for her. She's a real sincere, real sweet lady. I don't know if she knows of the message of the hour and things, but I know that God knows how to seek and search those that are His.
Amen.
So, and that's, it's going to be hard for me after that. I was like, well, maybe I'll go to Marathon. I've been thinking about trying somebody else out, but after that. So let's keep that. Her name's Pauline. She's real old and elderly. Keep her and Mary Ellen in prayer whenever you think about it. Also, I'm trying to, a little longer announcements than normal. I posted on there. Brother Ernie was able to get the motorcycle that we had sent for. He's got it. He's already given me testimonies that he's going to a place, and it's going to be way easier than last time because he doesn't need to get a bus. He doesn't have to go by Jeep. He doesn't have to walk. He doesn't have to hike. He can just get on his motorcycle and go there. So praise the Lord. I find it no coincidence that the day we decided to do that, we had a tremendous service right after that. You sow, you reap.
Amen.
I might be going a little far on that, but I know Brother Branham said, if you can't go, support a missionary.
Right.
And I believe every soul will tie back to, you gave $5, you gave $10. It doesn't matter. If we gave it to something that's going to find souls, God will, He knows where it came from. He knows who's was sincere. He knows the people that care about souls.
Amen.
And if they can't do nothing, they only can do this little bit and give this much and pray this little, that's fine. Do it for them.
Amen.
Because they appreciate it. I'm sure He appreciates your prayer. So lift up Brother Ernie as he goes out there trying to minister the word. And I think that's everything. Amen. Amen. Well, I got one more verse for you today. For it's by faith we're going to be speaking on Abraham. Go, Dad, go ahead and give me a C. And I'll just start with a verse, and then you can all jump in. If you want to stand and worship, that's up to you. That's fine. The Lord, He spoke, and it came to be. All the world and things we see, it didn't take but just His word to create the universe. As it's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. But without faith you'll never see all the love God has for thee. But if you'll put your trust in Him, His love will take away every sin. For it's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. Abram spake with Elohim. He changed his name to Abraham. And from that day he searched below, looking for that heavenly home. 'Cause it's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith. One more time, every eye closed, every hand raised, worship God. Oh, it's by faith that I believe.
It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Stand together. Let's stand together. Open up your Bibles with me, please. Hebrews chapter 11. Excuse me. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Excuse me. Get a drink now. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Down to verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. John chapter 14, let's go when Jesus talks on this. John 14, excuse me. John 14, verse 1. There, can you say amen for me?
Amen.
Amen. Everybody love the Lord tonight.
Amen.
That's what I like to hear.
Yes, Jesus.
John 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tonight, by faith, Abraham looking for a city. Abraham looking for a city. Let's bow our heads together. And as we approach His Word, do you have a need you'd like to lift up before the Lord, knowing that the Word is how we get our desires from God?
Great.
Heavenly Father, we just approach Your Word in the all-sufficient name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray first as we come, Lord, let every heart come right through the blood, Lord, that none of our iniquities, none of our shortcomings, none of the blackness that is on Laodicea and affects us, none of our flesh would even be in the picture right now, but Lord, Your blood would wash us all clean. Lord, as we are in this Christmas season, Lord, we want to thank You first for coming for us, that there even is an atonement to run to. For before, when there wasn't, Lord, man just dwelt in sin. He couldn't do nothing about it. Lord, he was always captive no matter what happened. But Lord, after the atonement, You were able to pour out Your Spirit. That, Lord, it didn't just anoint a man, it filled a man. That wherever he went, You were there, Lord, and he didn't have to succumb to the devil anymore. But Lord, he had a power over the enemy. And I'm glad to be in a group of people that's received the Holy Ghost, that knows they've been changed from death unto life, and that when Satan might even attack, even in this service, Lord, I praise that that Spirit would begin to rise in the people's hearts, and they'd cast them out in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for each one here, Lord. May each one be saved. May each one be sealed, and may each one be so full of the Holy Ghost, they're just bubbling up in joy, love, and peace. If there's any need of healing, Lord, as we see from Brother Roy, from Brother Austin a few services ago, Lord, and all the others that's come and asked. And we've asked petitions of you, Lord. You're so faithful. We thank you, Lord, that you fulfill your word every time we ask. Let the people's faith continue to rise. May they continue to believe that all things truly are possible. Commit this service to your hands, Lord. Bring us higher than we've ever been before. There's a deep calling, Lord, that we want to be more like you, Lord. And if there's a deep calling in our hearts, we know that there's a deep in you, Lord, that we can receive from. We come, Lord, not only to be blessed, but to bless your name and to thank you for another wonderful year, for taking care of us and providing for all of our needs. Be with us this service, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Preparing for this service, I'm reminded of a cartoon one time I had watched, and I don't remember, it was just something goofy or funny, but the thing is, the guy had a little illustration, and he had a box, and he said, you know, normally you can just put one of these, but if you try to put 100 through at the same time, they all get smashed together. None of them get through. Well, that's what I kind of feel like getting ready for this service. I had so many things coming. I'm saying, which one's supposed to go through? Because it feels like the whole door's filled of revelation and things that God, even I was standing out there, he's giving me thoughts about this and this. And I said, Lord, I don't want the people here till midnight tonight. You know, we want to try to be a little cordial. I love them. And, you know, I don't want to beat them over all night over and over and over, you know, but I believe the Lord knows exactly. How many believes that tonight?
Amen.
How many by faith came to this place not to hear from Brother Andrew, not to hear from what I could come up with, but to hear from the Spirit of God that knows how to dissect your heart and find the things that you have need of? Because we've got an all-sufficient God who didn't come to just, you know, watch you get saved and not really pay no attention. And if you just happen by chance to get the Holy Ghost, that's fine. If you just have no, he's in our lives. He's an integral part of everything that we do. He cares about everything that happens to us. He's glad you came to church tonight.
Amen.
He said, how do you know that, Brother Andrew? He said so.
Amen.
And that's so easy. You know, we think, well, I wish God speak to me, and yet we'll take the Bible and completely ignore what it just said. He told you what, this is God's word. If he said, I want you to gather together, and the more as you see the day approaching, how many sees that day's approaching, that this is going to wrap up soon? Well, that means we should try to get together the more, and not just even in the flesh, but in the Spirit of God. And when you go to your prayer call, you say, brother, Lord Jesus, help my brother Ken, help my brother Thomas, help my brother Ronnie, help my sister, help my sister, help my brother. Stay in a fellowship with God. In order to stay in fellowship with God, you got to stay in fellowship with one another.
Amen.
And not because, like we talk about, not in old flesh, not that we all like football, or we all like fishing, or we all like sowing, or we all like talking about baby. That's all fine and dandy. We need to come together in the Word.
Amen.
We need to go ahead and let all that fall off a little bit sometimes and just focus right in on the Word and realize that we all came from a place that we're talking about tonight. The city that Abraham had looked for. And if we can go ahead and let the Spirit talk, let's go ahead and do that. Everybody notice the difference with the carpet? I'll tell you what. I love the feel, but the sound has changed on me a little bit. So I'm going to have to get used to that. Y'all pray for me. I think y'all saying amen the same as you normally do, but it's kind of deads a little bit once in a while. I think it's stuck in the carpet a little bit. We'll just have to, you know, amen it right on through there and get up in my ears. I appreciate it. I hope you know that. Brother Andrew, appreciate it. Every time you want to say amen, that's just fine. Because I believe in saying amen. I believe in supporting the Word of God. I believe when God does something for you, it's nice to tell him you appreciate it.
Amen.
Not just pretend. I'm sure glad my wife don't treat me that way. When I buy her a flower and she just, you know, just in her heart, you know, in her heart she loves it. You know, it was good. It was nice. In her heart. But she never told me. She never gave me a hug. She never said, I love you. She never actually did anything. She just, that wouldn't mean much to you, would it, husbands? And wife's the same the other way, wouldn't it? You get that husband's dinner set up just right. It's what he's been wanting for weeks and weeks and weeks. And you can't just go, oh, in my heart, I appreciate it. Well, go ahead and let it come out of your mouth, because that's what the Bible said. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And if you're speaking something else, that's being a hypocrite, ain't it? Let's go ahead and do that tonight. How many's a Christian tonight?
Amen.
Well, then speak the word. When the word comes forth, go ahead and speak amen, because you believe it.
Amen.
And if for you not to, you're just being a hypocrite anyways. You might as well go ahead and stop trying to be a sinner. You've been redeemed. You've been changed. You've been changed from death unto life, and you have given the life of eternity.
Amen.
Not something that comes and goes, not something that stays in a revival, but the second you're having a hard time, it disappeared. It's there all the time. Highs, lows, in between. The Holy Spirit is with the believer. Now, in the Old Testament, they didn't necessarily know that. They couldn't feel God all the time. They'd have to live in sin, but there's no excuse in this day. The atonement's been made. Not only that, when the word was lost, it's already done, been restored. There's no excuse for ignorance. God has poured this out upon the world. We wonder why internet's available. We wonder why we got technology. It's that no one would have excuse. Get to the place now where you can have $5 and that's all you got in your pocket, but for some reason you also got a cell phone in there, don't you? Why? No one will have an excuse on Judgment Day. I'm sure it was the same in day as the Noah. We'll get to Abraham, Lord willing, soon here. In the days of Noah when he was building the ark. Why did it take 120 years? I don't think God was just playing around. I believe he wanted a witness that every single person on earth, by the time he got done, had heard about it. And I think in 100 years, 120 years' time, people probably heard about it and heard of it so long they done forgot about it. But there's one day they remembered. First raindrop hit their head. And began to look up. What happened? Here it comes. Noah's voice. There's a flood coming. Get in the ark or you're going to die.
Amen.
That's right.
Wasn't a very popular sermon, but it was then.
Amen.
And this might not be a popular message, but when Judgment Day starts coming in, when that tribulation starts to roll in and people begin to look back going, we could have avoided all this and we chose not to. That old denomination won't mean nothing, will it? That little pet doctrine won't mean anything. That holding that grudge against that brother because you didn't want to let him forgive for something he did 20 years ago. Look, if you can't forgive your brother, God can't forgive you.
That's right.
That's the scriptural promise right there.
Amen.
You have to forgive others before God can forgive you.
True.
Because if we do it in the scheme of the scriptures, isn't that right? Your brother might have done you something wrong that cost about 2 cents. You did so much wrong to God, it was worth all the money in the world, wasn't it?
Amen.
You did so much wrong and he forgave you clean. He just wiped your slate clean without asking you about it. Why can't you do the same for one another?
Amen.
That's when you find true Christianity. People willing to lay down their lives for one another. People who ain't worried about holding no grudge. Ain't trying to be number one. They just want everybody else to be number one.
Amen.
That's the Christian, and that's what Christ did, and that's what we're talking about tonight. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. We're going to keep going into this every time I like to present it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As we read there, it's not something we just imagine in our mind. It is real. It is a substance. It's more real than you seeing me right now. It's more real than your ears hearing me right now. Faith is the first substance there ever was.
Amen.
Because it wasn't even created. It is. Do you get that? Not that it was, not that it will be. Faith is.
Amen.
And it always will be, and it can never change because it's God's very essence.
Amen.
It's faith in His own Word. And aren't you glad one day you recognized God didn't keep that all to Himself, but He put something in me.
Amen.
He put a heart of faith somewhere down in there that I wasn't even aware of, but one day it came to life. And then the life that I lived that I thought was all right was not. I realized it was garbage. And God gave me a life that came from eternity of the power of an endless life. And that way when trials come, when I feel like I'm going to fall apart, there's a glue that holds me together.
Amen.
When I feel like the flood is going to get too hot, there's something in the Spirit that rises a standard. And I'm standing above the flood going, you'll never catch me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You ever visualize the two trees, the tree of good and evil and the tree of knowledge? We understand what that really was. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about in the type now. Tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There it is. My, it's real impressive, ain't it? It's got a nice little escalator. It'll get you all the way to the top. No problems, no trials, no hardships. Here's the tree of life. It looks just as tall. That sign says it goes on forever. This one says 10 million years. From where I am right here on earth, they look about the same, don't they? That's way up there. What's the difference? Ooh, over here you got stickers. You got to climb with your own energy. You got to actually put in effort. Over here, ooh, we just coast right on up.
Yeah, exactly.
But guess what happens coasting? Eventually, you hit the top. And you go, this is it. And then you look at over there, struggling brother that you thought, you know, was a little too crazy. He just went a little overboard with the message. You know, couldn't he just let up on TV and dress and just not really worried about coming to church all the time and praying and things. And just like, you know, as long as I adhere to the message, I'm okay over here on the tree of good and evil. No, you ain't. It'll run out.
Yeah, right.
Saw a brother over there, brother believer, I don't know what else to call him. And he's been struggling for years. But guess what? That tree of life never stops.
Yeah.
And it keeps on climbing and climbing and climbing. And one of these days, he ain't going to have to climb no more, because he'll just go ahead and be like an angel, right? Just go ahead and speak it, and he'll fly up on the rest of the way.
Amen.
How many's looking for that?
Yeah.
That's what we're preaching tonight. The substance of where we came from is faith.
Yeah.
The very fact that when you hear the word, something on the inside believes it is proof.
Yeah.
That before the foundation of the world, God knew your name.
Amen.
Not only knew it, he predestinated to come forth in this time. Because the Word was never started. It never was added to. It was never taken away from. The Word always was, because that was God. And in God's name was every single child of God.
Amen.
He packed all the genes of the family of God, and he packed the name of the whole family, which we know is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, faith is that substance. Look, please. Please, I hope we're growing and we're maturing as we study these things, that it's not time to look for sensations. It's not time to look for something that happens and I just feel good about it, or this quiver and shake. That's all good. That's all fine and dandy. But if the faith in your heart is not the anchor to all of that,
right.
You're not a real Christian just yet.
Right.
And you're not working to your capabilities, because what God will do on purpose is let those be taken away.
Yeah.
See if you still believe.
Yeah.
That's what he did to Job, wasn't he?
Yep.
Job served God faithfully. He wasn't no hypocrite. He served God. That was the problem with his self-righteous brothers that want, or friends that want to come over and condemn. Job knew better. I'm not trusting in Job. I'm trusting in what God ordained before the foundation of the world, that the blood would atone my soul, and I've laid it on the altar, and I am justified before God.
Amen.
And as his friends can try to make him a secret sinner, never got him anywhere, because it wasn't truth in the first place. What was truth? God was just testing out his servant. And we think our trials are just haphazard. They just come by. No, no, God didn't know nothing about that. Oh, God just woke up one day and said, "Brother Ken, I know you're going to go through that. I don't want to do." That's why every trial, every temptation, we think, "Oh, Jesus died on the cross. Oh, the Holy Spirit pouring out." Do you understand that that's all you need to overcome the devil anytime,
amen,
any place, anywhere, any situation, any trial? Any down low, any high up, it doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit is the power of God to get us through it.
Amen.
And not just through it like we barely made it, stomp it under our feet through it.
Yeah.
As we approach the end time, if you're kind of quickening your shoes a little bit and think, well, maybe I'll just slip on in because I happen to associate with message people, or I like to listen to tapes and things. No, 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 not the overcomer. The overcomer knows that devil's done defeated a long time ago.
Yeah.
The second I received the Holy Ghost, he ain't got no foot in my life anymore.
Amen.
Anything he ever gets, just because I let him.
Amen.
And if I just come back to the Holy Ghost, he's defeated again.
Amen.
Even when we worship God, do you ever realize that? When you begin to leave the natural, when you begin to leave being here in Ohio, and you begin to raise up and say, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. He's in my heart. I can feel his spirit here. He's here to do the amazing.
Amen.
Doesn't everything else just kind of fade away real quick?
Yeah. Amen.
That's what eternity's going to be like. It ain't going to be worrying about work tomorrow. Oh, we had a good time with Jesus today, but you all know we got to wake up and get to work. Ain't going to happen over there.
Amen.
There's no tomorrow. There's no yesterday.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to live there, don't you? What's the number one thing we hate in life? You want to know what it really is? When you break it down, it's time. You hate it. Because every time you need more, it ain't there. Every time you want less, there's a lot.
Sure.
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah. Lost my... Okay. Verse 6 says there in Hebrews 11, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Haven't we proved that even in this little assembly in 1 year's time? Time and time and time again. If we just diligently seek him, he's always there.
Amen.
He is, and not only that, he rewards it.
Amen.
Do we deserve it? Of course not. But he loves us that much that when we were sinners, he died for us.
Yes, Lord.
And even when we fought failure, he's already redeemed us back. He's already paid the price, and he can't go back on it.
Right.
He ain't no Indian giver. If he gives you it, you're an inheritor of all heaven and earth.
Amen.
Where did you get that from? You're the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
And Abraham was given the promise, your seed will inherit all the gates of the enemy. And though Satan, we know in this world right now, in this fallen creation, he is head over the politics, he is head over the governments, he's head over the world. But when he tried to give it to Jesus, what did Jesus say? Don't tempt me, get away. And the prophet says, why? He knew already. By revelation, in the millennium, I'll inherit it. And I don't want your name nowhere on any building, devil.
Amen.
We need to treat it that way in our lives. I don't want no halfway victory over sickness. I don't want no halfway victory over my soul. I don't want no halfway salvation. I don't want to be no half full of the Holy Ghost. Hope that didn't kill anybody's doctrine, but I don't believe in that. You're either full or you ain't got nothing.
Amen.
Sir.
Holy Ghost ain't like water. It's a person.
Amen.
That's God.
Right.
There's not two gods. There's not three gods. And there's not a mountain. You either packing God or you got nothing.
That's
right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it. Amen.
I'm glad you all believe that tonight.
Amen.
Do you understand what that something is? It's power over everything that ever was.
Amen.
And not only that, it packs the character of the greatest man that ever lived.
Amen.
And when we get afraid of how to use the power of God and things like that, well, maybe I should pray for this, maybe I'm not supposed to pray. Just go ahead and get in the Spirit for a little time and you'll begin to realize He knows how to hit every time. He knows how to pray for this. He knows when to ask for this. He knows how to do everything in its season.
Amen.
Number one problem with a Christian is not is trusting to be a Christian instead of just trusting Christ as the Christian and He lives in you.
Amen.
I ain't trying to be no Christian. I can't be one on my own. But Christ is the best Christian I ever met, and He lives in my heart. I died a long time ago. He resurrected a long time ago. And in God's real mind, it always was. God never was looking at what I was as a sinner. He saw the Word in me. He saw Himself projected in another light in the year 2013 in a 6'6 body, 250 pounds. Should be 230, but we'll get that later. Hopefully after Christmas. Just a side note, isn't that every time I try to do something on my own, it just never works, does it? Every time you know I'm going to eat less, here comes, free pizza. Well, there goes about 6 to 8 slices in no time. Some of y'all look at me funny, but hey, I'm a big guy, all right? Now, I know I don't need that much. Nobody needs 6 pieces of pizza. Right, 4, brother, right? You eat 4, you're healthy. You still feel all right. It's that 6, 7, 8. That's when you start feeling like, okay, I might go ahead and just throw up today and take care of it and get it out of me. I don't know where all that came from, but I'm glad that I'm not trying to live down here in the first place. I'm glad I'm not trying to perfect this flesh, perfect my haircut, perfect the way I am, my mannerism. I'm glad I'm not worried about any of that because then I got a chance. If I'm worried about Jesus Christ, I'm going to make it.
Amen.
If I worry about Jesus Christ and that's it, I've done made it. How many believes that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Did you catch the formula there?
Amen.
First, the whole substance of everything we're about to say is only by faith. It's only by that thing in your heart that believes the word every time it's preached. Every time you hear it, there's something in a believer that always believes it. And whether he acts upon it, whether he doesn't, that's not what I'm talking about. We backslide, we make mistakes, we do that. But there's something on the inside that says it's right. And that's what Abraham had.
Amen.
When he heard the promise that your seed will possess this whole region, I'm going to give you a land flowing milk and honey. I'm giving it to you and your seed, Abraham. There was something in him that always believed it. That even when he stumbled and tried to sell off his wife, it didn't matter. There was something on the inside that says, I'm going to have it anyhow. Yeah. There's something on the inside that said, I don't care if I have Ishmael and I made a mistake there. God is going to work this out anyhow. There's something inside of Abraham that couldn't let go of that promise. All the way till he was 100 years old, his wife was 90, and there was no chance he would ever have a son. But God doesn't work in our chances.
Amen.
It was already 100% chance he was going to have it because faith had already declared it.
Amen.
God didn't make the promise and trust Abraham to keep it. He gave it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it must be.
Yes,
then we preached that here. Well, that was almost a year ago now. And it has to be what God says is.
Amen.
Always will be, and it cannot change.
Exactly.
And if we'll hold to that revelation when we read the word, we won't stumble. We won't get shaped left to right. If we just know it always is right. It always is. God said, if I've got the Holy Ghost, I have to make the rapture. If we'll hold on to that, you'll be there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me read. I tell you what, these things right here that are out there, these things are awesome. You know, I like to search out quotes and organize them, but this done did it for me on a few of these. So I'm going to share a few that I was so inspired by. Brother Bram says this in Perfect Faith. And so when a man lives by faith and walks by faith, I mean substance faith. Not intellectual faith, not fiction, not just a good feeling or a good idea. Real substance faith that he knows he has. He is isolated from the entire world and becomes a new creature in Christ. There, now you're getting into bride material, see? You're getting into a rapturing condition now. Hallelujah. That means for each one of us, not just the pastor now, deacons, trustees, that means for the laity. Every individual walks in a world with God alone. You are baptized into the kingdom and there's nobody in there but you and God. And how many times, even here recently, has the Holy Spirit been trying to get that to us over and over and over again, that He does not see anybody when you approach Him besides you.
Amen.
He doesn't care what brother so-and-so is doing, what they're doing. He's dealing with them on one-on-one. He wants a personal conference with you every time you approach Him, whether it's in service, whether it's in your prayer closet, whether it's on the job, and you just say, Lord, can you just be with me here? Can you let me know that I'm not by myself when I get all worked up and I'm getting all frustrated with this and that? Can you let me know that you're here with me? He'll let something happen.
Amen.
Just to prove it to you again, won't He?
Yeah.
I'll share one testimony if that's fine. I was at Ponderosa once. Real battled with things I had done and some of the mistakes, stupid things. I was like, man, Lord, I'm not even a good Christian. I don't even know why you deal with me. I don't know why you have so much patience with me. I just feel like quitting. And what happened, I began to walk into a little break area that we had and everybody was in there eating. And right when I began to walk in there, she said, or what was her name? Stacy told me, she said, hey, Andrew, you don't want to be in here. I was like, why is that? He's like, you're a Christian. You need to get out of here. We're talking about something you don't need to be talking about. God knows when you're struggling. God knows when you're down. And God knows what to say to get you out. Abraham, when he was called to go into a place that he after should receive for an inheritance. See, Abraham wasn't going haphazardly. There was something on the inside begin to move. And say, there's a promise of God. Then he heard the word. There's a land for you that I predestinated for you and your seed to live forever. And it began. And what did he do? He didn't just hear it. He didn't just pretend like it was a good idea. He knew it so much, he obeyed. And what does the Bible say? He went not knowing in his mind, in his intellect, having no idea where he was going.
That's right.
Wow. You see how much faith is a different realm than your intellect. Faith and reasoning truly are polar opposites. They have no relation whatsoever. When the Bible says, let's reason together, you know what that means? Just believe the word and forget everything else. That's really what God's trying to get across to all His children, is quit thinking all this other stuff. Let's go ahead and reason together. That never worked. That thought you had never worked. That's never worked. That's never got you anywhere. What's got you is anywhere every time. My word, my word, my word, my word, my word.
Amen.
And I already kept trying to tell Israel over and over and over again, please stop doing this. I already seen you. Don't worship those gods. You won't get nowhere. You'll come, the enemy will destroy and everything else. I done told you that all the way back in Deuteronomy. I already told you, don't ask for no king, but I'm going to tell you what to do when you do anyhow.
Amen.
How many knows that? That God told them what to do when they got a king, even though He told them never to get one.
Right.
Because He knew what they would do. Years on down the road, it shows you nothing is out of cater.
Right.
And people getting worked up because of what's happening in the message ranks. What's happening? Oh my, oh, it's just getting terrible, terrible, terrible. Everybody but the believer should be getting shaken. Because the Bible said everything, and we'll get to that in Hebrews later, everything on earth will be shaken, everything in heaven will be shaken. Only that which is truly God will stand.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
It's not time to intellectually figure this thing out. It's not time to intellectually say this is when the rapture is going to happen is after this, and California sinks, and the Pope does this, and then I'll know it's the rapture time. No, the rapture time's now.
Right. Amen.
Exactly.
When's that day of salvation? What did the Bible have to say about that? It's today.
Amen.
What day did God limit to the believer? Today.
Amen.
That's the day. And if you have any kind of doubt, if you haven't quite raised up where you want to be, guess when the time is to do that?
Now.
Right now. Today. Amen. Today's the day of salvation. Yes. Today's the day of deliverance. Yes. Today's the day of joy. Today's the day of peace. Yes. Today's the day of overcoming.
Amen. Amen.
Woo.
That's it.
What better day to do it than Christmas?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I don't want to go on a big tangent, but I'll just share my little two cents on Christmas. Is that all right tonight? I have to listen to this stuff one way or another. If it ain't, oh my, ooh, you got Christmas tinsel somewhere in your house, or you got a little green orb back there. I saw it. You're burning, going to hell. See you, buddy. Either I got to listen to that, or I got to listen to the other side that says, woo, we're just going to skip church. It don't matter what's going on. I ain't going to pray today. I ain't going to worry about no G. We're going to turn on football. We're just going to eat and have a big old time. We're going to give presents around. Nobody talking about Jesus. Who cares? We're believers anyhow. It's one of those, ain't it? And where's the truth? It's always down the middle of the road. It always is.
Sure.
And I'm going to tell you what I believe. That's all right. You want to have a Christmas tree? That's your business.
Right.
The Bible says a man reserves one day holy, another man every day the same, and it don't matter. Right. Paul said, don't worry about those things. Is that man a believer? Is that man doing it to worship God?
Amen.
You know that's what the nominal churches do? This is the only time they really try to worship God.
Yeah.
They'll actually set aside. They call them CEOs, Christmas and Easter only.
Uh-huh.
That's when you get the most people come out of church, except in the message for some reason. If we're really going to be believers, I think we should make Jesus the reason for the season.
Amen.
If anybody should, it should be the people that actually love Him.
Amen.
People that actually know Him. The people that actually have the revelation of who He is. Not the people guessing.
Amen.
Not the people who've never met Him. Not the people who's outside trying to not get back in. We should be the ones that love Him more than that.
Amen.
And I'm not just saying it because today's Christmas. I'm just saying in general about Christmas. If we'll make it a real day of worship, I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, as the prophet said, I wish every day was Christmas. People are at least nice.
Amen.
Shake your hand. They'll say, you know. Well, it's not getting that way too much longer. It's about to be going to die on Christmas because they're trying to get that last minute gift and you're in the way.
Yeah.
But, hope you understand what we're getting at.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to run in there headlong and act like everybody else in the world and get all worked up and get stressed and max your credit cards out trying to make your kids happy, so you need to forget all that nonsense.
Amen.
If you can't seriously just worship God on Christmas Eve,
right,
and Christmas morning and Christmas Day, you don't need to be messing with it.
Right.
But we don't need to stop there, do we? If you can't watch this without worshiping God, if you can't dress this way without worshiping God, if you can't go to this place without worshiping God, you don't need to deal with that.
Right.
Well, brother so-and-so does it. That's his problem. Let him deal with it. If one man can eat sacrifice food that was sacrificed to an animal or to an idol and you can't do it, that's fine. Don't offend one another. Love one another.
Right.
Put the other guy in their shoes. As I said, if I knew somebody liked Christmas and they'd be offended I didn't have nothing, I'd go ahead and put something up just so they wouldn't be mad at me. Because I don't want to stumble that brother. I'm not doing it because I'm turning my life and, oh, he's shaping me. No, I love him.
Right.
Amen.
Same the other way. If there's somebody who hates Christmas, don't want nothing to do with it, well, I'm not going to invite him to my house if I got it littered all over the place. Why? Brother, you're just trying to live for other people. Oh, did I say that out loud? Welcome to Christianity. Living for one another.
Amen.
Loving one another. So if you want to worship God and you want to give gifts to each other, how in the world are we going to condemn giving gifts? Somebody want to explain that one to me? I never understood that. And I've heard people condemn Christmas up, down, left, and right, but you give them a gift, for some reason it's okay.
Yeah.
Lord help us. Is that clear? Do I need to go anymore? Amen. So we're speaking on Abraham. I'll tell you right now, though, I don't think Abraham was really worried about Christmas or whether Isaac wanted to celebrate or nothing. What was he looking for? A city.
Right.
He had it on his mind the whole time. There's a city. And you know why? The prophet tells us, and I'll just paraphrase it. You know why he was looking for a city? He met the king.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes. He met Elohim.
Melchizedek.
The king of Salem, which we know is Jerusalem, which we know the real Jerusalem is the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
Because what did Jesus say? Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before the world was. Because I believe he's been preparing that place for us before there was time.
Right.
He had us in his mind.
Amen.
And to think that God would say, I'm going to take time to prepare something for you.
Amen.
When he could have just, there was. But God's actually going to get his hands dirty. He's actually going to be really detailed in this job.
Amen.
And what is it for? Where we're going to live for all eternity.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's anything to celebrate on Christmas. It's that Christ came that we can have that.
Amen.
That we can look for the city that Abraham was looking for.
Amen.
How are you going to get there, Brother Andrew? By faith.
Amen.
God said that that city was prepared for me.
Amen.
Because I've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He has already redeemed me back to himself. And he says, if I go, how many knows he went?
Yes.
He went right back up there. The Father received him, which means he received us.
Amen.
Because when he was on the cross, I was in him.
Yeah.
When he went up to be accepted, I was in him and I was already accepted.
Amen.
All the Holy Ghost was given for us to show me that I was.
Amen.
And what does it do to the believer? He begins to confess, just as these did, that they are pilgrims and strangers.
Yes.
That they're not here. They're not little chickens that just hover around and peck on the ground. There's something about them. They just like to flap those wings. They just like to praise and say, glory, hallelujah. Where everybody goes, hey, brother, kind of disrupting service a little bit. I want to chill out that worship. Eagle don't care, does he? Says, I ain't worried about you, deacon, pastor, whoever it is. I'm not praising you. I'm praising Jesus. And I'm going to go ahead and flap these wings of praise. I'm going to be a little Pentecostal, if that's all right. Amen. Kick around, because I'm trying to fly somewhere. I'm trying to go to a city that's forever.
Amen.
The only way to get there is to get off this earth.
Amen.
And not just get up in the sky. Not just even go to heaven. To go all the way to a new dimension.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You know, the prophet was already crossed over and he got to see just into that sixth dimension. And all the saints were there. And he said it was better than perfect. It was better than sublime. He's like, I have no words in English to describe what that was. And that's not even the millennium. That's not even the marriage supper. That's not even New Jerusalem just yet.
Right.
And he still said, I can't put it on any kind of human terms. There's no word. He said, you've just arrived.
Yeah.
Wow. Weren't worried about no tomorrow. Weren't worried about no yesterday. There wasn't no such thing there.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that, and I'm looking for it. Look, Abraham wasn't just meandering about. He knew he's trying to get somewhere. He didn't know in intellect, but by faith, there was something knows, this is where I'm supposed to go.
Right.
Something, like I said, he would have reasoned with it, absolutely. He would have had the thoughts that said, nope, you're crazy, you're dumb. Look at all those possessions that you had to give. Look at your family, they had to die off for you to get this promise. Ain't God mean? And all those kind of thoughts. But something on the inside would not let him let go of that promise. And it's the same in this day. I don't care how much Laodicea comes. I don't care how much the message wants to fall out on this and that. There's something on the inside of a believer that knows this word is right.
Amen.
And that it cannot fail.
Amen.
And they know when the Bible says, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. The bride can put their name there.
Yes, amen.
To not just do anything. What did it come to do? To restore you back to the faith of the Pentecostal fathers who were so wrapped up in the heavenly places 2,000 years before the rapture would ever get here. They say, he's at hand.
Amen.
That's what I believe. They had so just left earth. That was just a few days from now in that time.
Right.
That means we need to get ready.
Amen.
And when they come back down the earth, they probably didn't think nothing of it. They thought, oh, it's going to be in a few days. Because they had done heard that old theophany over there, didn't they?
Yeah.
Remember John, he began to scream and shout for joy. What was the reason? Not because even the word, as we say, the intellectual, though the serpent seed was script. No. It was the real word. The part that he was. That's what he saw. And when he saw that word over there, already making it, something on the inside of him could not hold back anymore.
Says, amen.
Already made it. I've already made it.
Says,
and then the devil might have come and said, but John, you did this. He said, No. I've already been over there. And do you understand that the word, when you receive the Holy Ghost, when you receive the message of the hour, the true substance of faith, when you receive that,
amen,
you have the same thing John did.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. I don't know if we really believe that or not. I believe that. I don't have to get any other. God don't have to answer one more of my prayers. He answered that one.
Yep.
And that's enough for me.
Amen.
If he don't heal again, if he don't save again, it don't matter. I've done been in there.
Amen.
And I'm sealed in, ain't I, Brother Robinson? Can't get out no more. When the old flesh tries to drag that soul out, it just can't get nowhere, can it?
Nope.
That bungee cord of predestination's got a lot of tug and don't let up very well.
Right.
So you start trying to pull away, it just gets harder and harder. You might as well just let go and come right back to the cross.
Amen.
The real Christmas tree, is that all right?
Yeah, that's good.
We can preach on that. That's what Christmas really is. It's the tree that Christ died on. Because we understand it's step one, step two. You can't say that Christmas or Easter is more important. If Christmas didn't happen, there ain't no Easter.
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
I remember one time I just go on this. A teacher said, what's more important? And this was in college. What we teach or how we teach it? She already made up her mind. She wanted to go the how route, but I'm a math teacher. Look, you could say, you'd be the greatest teacher. You come up with all kinds of games and things that kids learn from. If you're teaching them 2 + 2 = 5, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Does it? We began to argue with her a little bit, because you could tell, if you ever go into college field, you better be ready not to learn and to fight, because that's what's going to happen. They already got made up. They already know.
Right.
Well, how you teach is more important. I said, well, I believe that's part of it, absolutely, but it's more of a step one, step two. First, I got to know what I'm teaching in the first place, then I can get good at it. And I think that's the same in Christianity, isn't it? When we can finally get that old foundation of faith that the word ain't never wrong, that the message ain't wrong, we don't need an eighth messenger, we don't need all these things to happen, and this cosmic thing, and this is, and the stars got to line up, and that's all done, been fulfilled, and we can get and really believe the word, that the only thing the word's waiting on is the word to be ready.
Amen.
And that word not up in the sky, this word in you, that is ready, sealed, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, ain't looking for nothing else but for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
As the prophet said, there ain't no more signs. You done seen it. He even did it. Remember, he turned and we're talking about Abraham. Isn't that what he said? Remember when Melchizedek, the last sign he showed them, the last sign before they received the promised son, which would have been the one to inherit the promised land, was he turned with his back. Sarah over there and says, why does Sarah laugh? And she begins to deny it. But God knows. You might hide it on the outside so well, but you might as well forget it. Melchizedek done figured it out.
Amen.
And he didn't have to learn it. He already knew it.
Yeah.
We've already seen that sign in this day. Look, they've tried to, I'll just go ahead and expose it. That's fine. How many have heard of Believe the Sign and how they're twisting the message and trying to destroy it and all these things, but they're doing it in the name of Christ, and God forbid that a message believer does that to a Catholic priest, because they'll go and bash them for doing that all kinds of times, won't they?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's love. No, you hate a man. You hate a group of people because you're under the inspiration of Janice and Jambres that withstood Moses.
Amen.
No other difference. Why would any Christian try to destroy any man, whether true or false? Why would he try to destroy the man himself and not just the teaching?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Tell me where Moses wanted to destroy Balaam because he had done false teaching.
Yeah.
He wasn't worried about that. He just wanted to keep the false out of him.
Yeah.
And that's what the believer should be doing. He don't need to go destroy. But they went on there and they showed a prayer card. And guess what the prayer card said? It has your name, it has your address, and on the back, I believe it says, write down your illness or something like that. And they said, oh, see, look what Brother Branham always tells people, the things on the prayer cards. I was like, oh, that was funny. I can tell you about 50 times where he says we didn't hand out any prayer cards.
Mm-hmm.
He did the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
So the other times he says, hey, you know, they have the prayer line there. It says, hey, you have this, this, and this. You're from this, this. You don't have a prayer card, do you? Nope.
Right.
Where's the logic? There isn't none. It's not because it's off the wrong tree. It's off the wrong vine. It's off the wrong seed. And those people will have to burn.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, that's a terrible thing to say. You want me to lie to them? Or should we tell the truth? When can a Christian lie? You tell me that. We're commanded to stay with the truth, aren't we? Because the truth is not a thing. It's God.
Yes. Yes.
What did Jesus say? I am the way,
the truth,
and the life.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you can keep those three things together, you'll go all right. If you realize that everything you do needs to be Christ, and He is the way that you go, and that He is the truth,
Amen.
And that He really is the life, the character will come with the Word, and it'll always hit right on every time.
Amen.
And I can tell you times I did it in the flesh and it don't get nowhere, does it? You can have the right word, you can have the right vindication, but if you get the wrong spirit, it'll get nowhere.
Right.
But if you'll just stay in that channel, even when you tell somebody, if you don't do this, you're going to hell, they'll know there's something on the inside that responds, says he's right. Not because they're looking at you, but because they see past you and they can see him standing there. They're not seeing a God like the world portrays him, where he just kind of, you know, you want to get saved? That's cool. I'm just here. I remember back in the world, I saw a movie. It was terrible. Oh, when I think about it now, it's like, how sacrilegious can you be? Yeah, God playing skee ball. And he was trapped in a human body. And if he didn't get back to his God body, you know, everybody was going to die. I thought, what kind of God is that?
Amen.
As we've said, God can come in flesh and stay on the throne at the same time. He's God. Who are we talking about here? Is he talking about just a normal old man that has limitations? No. When Jesus was on earth, he said the Son of Man's already in heaven. Isn't that what he said? Remember when Jesus was on earth, there was still somebody sitting on the throne because him and the Father were one.
Right.
And you might look at yourself and look at your flesh and think, oh no, me and God are... No, that's not what God's looking at. He ain't worried about that. He won't even worry about the flesh of Christ. Besides the atonement that he'd already taken care of, he already knew he was virgin born. He already knew he had no sin. He knew he'd keep the word. So when he came back, what brought him? What gave him life? It says the Spirit raised him up.
Amen.
Not a different spirit, not a second spirit, not a third spirit. It's the same God. Amen. The Spirit of God that indwelled Christ indwells us.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
How did Christ raise from the grave? He believed it.
Yeah,
right.
Because the Bible said, I'll not suffer my Holy One to see corruption. And within 3 days, He was raised up by the Spirit of God. Abraham looking for a city. He wasn't worried about everything else that was going around. He got affected. We've already said he backslided. He made mistakes, but there was something that kept him on the path to know he has to have a promised son. Even when his body couldn't do it no more, and your mind's body can't make a rapture either, but in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, just like Sarah and Abraham, it'll be changing the condition. It needs to be in the hour. It needs to be. There's a time and season for all these things. It ain't time to rush it. It ain't time to hold back. It's time to just walk with God. It's time to just be a Christian and have faith. That what God said, what God has done, he that began this good work in me will finish it to the end.
Amen. Amen.
Future home of the heavenly bridegroom, the earthly bride, 64. There is something in us calling out. It's passed from death unto life. It's because that's waiting. That's what that attribute, what we feel. How many feels that tonight? How many feels that heart of faith that you might be looking up here? Did anybody notice my tie chain today? Got this from my brother. It's a wonderful gift. You know what this is? A little container full of mustard seeds. Ooh. Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. I think you can actually take it off and put them out there, but I don't want to make somebody some ritualistic something that you got to have one of these. You know, I don't want to do that. And that's fine if you get healed that way, but it don't need to be that way every time. But that's what I'm here doing anyhow. Got the seeds of faith, don't we?
Yeah.
We're throwing them out. Every time the word preached, that's what it is. Remember, that's what Jesus said. He said, it's a sower. That's through. And look at this sower. He just throws it out.
Yeah.
Not trying to be talented. Not trying to do fancy. He just throws it out everywhere. What kind of sower would you want that throws it by the wayside and throws it on the stony ground and throws it among thorns where you know it won't grow? What does that show you? It shows us he's got an endless supply and he ain't worried about it.
Yeah. That's good.
When you think of the word in your life, it's time to just throw it out there and go ahead and see where it hits because it'll find one. You're looking at this right now. Do you know when this started here, this work even here started? Years ago. Think of Brother Tom Dillard. He's the one we saw today. He's the one that I first started out underneath. Received the Holy Ghost. Shortly after that, then my brother did. And that man, he actually went to Africa, I believe, and started one church. And they said that there's hundreds of churches that came from that. From his little church that, Brother Ken, I don't think it's about this, wasn't it? We gathered in right here. There's already two from that. Why? That seed of faith can't be stopped.
Amen.
You say it's just one soul, it's just two souls. No, that's 10,000 worlds.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't get the deposits from here on earth. That came from New Jerusalem. And that's that attribute we feel. Don't you hunger for it? Isn't there something in you that tells you that this isn't where I'm supposed to live? That I'm not an earthbound creature?
Amen.
I'm supposed to fly into the heavenlies. And when I begin to get depressed, begin to get mad, I begin to get upset, begin to get frustrated, I go, there's something in me that's never supposed to be like this.
Yes. Right. Amen.
I'm supposed to dwell in that realm of faith. And faith don't need to get excited, don't need to get worked up. It just is.
Yeah.
That's when we know we're in faith, when everything's just okay. You say, well, it hurts. It don't matter. It's okay. Well, I don't got any numbers in the bank account, and I know that's coming out. It don't matter. It's okay. Yeah. God said so. If I will put Him first, He'll take care of all this.
Yeah.
And there's a land where before a problem starts, it's already been solved. And that's what I live for. That's what my faith declares, that I'm not here to live on this earth. I'm here to live in New Jerusalem.
Amen.
And everything I do in this life is just to bring myself or others one step closer to getting there.
Right.
One seed of faith at a time. One of Brother Brandon said, don't worry about getting up. Mountaintop faith. Get one seed. Then it'll become a golf ball. Then it'll become a pear, an apple. Then become a watermelon. And before you know it, it'll be mountain faith. So I heard Brother Orman Neville. Everybody knows that was Brother Brandon's pastor for a little while, Brother Orman Neville. He said, it's not about getting more faith, it's just about getting faith.
Amen.
Too much hope floating around the church. Abraham wasn't hoping there was a city for him to find.
Right.
He knew it was there. He said he done met the king, he done heard the name. He knew it was Salem, and he knows who's in charge there. And he knows, that's who I want to be with. That's where I want to live. I don't care about Sodom and all its glory. I don't care about where I came from, the land of Ur. All that's done, burned away. Remember what it said there? It said, and had they remembered where they came from, they might have gone back. And I hope you and me have burned all the bridges all the way back. That there ain't no going back in the first place. We got to go this way. That whether it's wrong or it's right, it doesn't matter at this point. I've done sold out.
Yes, amen. Amen.
But there's something in me that knows this is going to be it.
Amen.
The woman at the well, when that word began to spread out of there, What happened? It didn't take nothing. He said, I perceive you're a prophet.
That's right.
That's right.
Woo, and he beat that word onto those Pharisees over and over, and they never seemed to be able to get that one.
Right.
What do you think makes you when people see your Brother Branham, and they just can't seem to get over the hump. They just can't seem to, and there's something in you that just says, yeah, that's good. That's good. That's right. That's the word. I don't need to go find the Revelation 7 seals. It's laying right here. I have it.
Amen.
Whew, I don't care what they say. I don't care who said it, what anybody else has to say about this. It's the word.
Amen.
And something on me is already declared with it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me read this now. That's what the attribute, what we feel. Truly, are you ready? This is the city. He's talking about New Jerusalem now. This is the city that Abraham was looking for, see? Being a prophet, he knew that city was somewhere. The Bible said so, and he forsook the city he lived, and he went over. Look where he went. Exactly where it'll be.
Amen.
He thought even when he got there, he wasn't too... It was right there. He was walking right in the promise. And I wish we could zoom out of our lives sometimes and see our lives the way God does and realize when we think we're missing it, we're right on track. We're right on target. We're right on the path. We're right where God wants us because it's by faith. It's not by feelings. It's not by emotions. It's not by the weather. It's not by the polarity of the sun that day. It is all by faith.
Hallelujah.
Right. You think when I pray for people that in my mind I don't have battles every single time? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a battle every time. Every time, oh, you're just wasting your time. You're a hypocrite anyways. God ain't going to hear you. Ain't going to happen. You know what I have to do? Not act on any of that.
Amen.
And say, this is not my word I'm defending right now. He said, if I lay hands on the sick, they will recover. And that's why I'm here now.
Yes.
Amen.
And it don't have to necessarily be in a service. It don't have to be at the end where you feel the anointing. You know, we love that. He's there anyhow.
Amen.
Amen.
And we do. How many appreciates feeling the Spirit of God? I do. I love feeling it, but I tell you what, there's something on the inside that I don't need that all the time to act on the word.
Right.
All it does is give me a little, all right, Lord, we'll do it. And that's all Abraham needed to look for this city. He just needed divine hand, a little push.
Amen.
Remember, he didn't totally sell out just right away, did he? But was his father, I believe, was coming or something, and his niece and nephew. And God had done told him, you need to separate from everything. Christian, have we separated from everything?
What?
It's time. We don't need no ties to this world at all because it will weigh you down.
Amen.
And Abraham tried to walk that way, that little halfway hypocritical life. It didn't get too far, did it? He began to not hear from God. The Bible said there was a lapse where he lapsed in faith and all. Eventually, God said, oh, okay, your old daddy actually died. You've a lot separated that make believer, and now today's is not necessarily a person. It's just the thought of the make believe.
Amen.
It's the thought that I'm not really saved. It's the thought that this promise really isn't for me. That's Lot in your ear saying, "Look, you're going a little crazy with this. You really think you're the predestinated for the foundation of the world? You're the elect of God. Don't you think brother so and so is going to make it? If there's only going to be 500, there ain't no way you're on the list. You're at least number 600." That's Lot in your ear, and that's why you have to separate from that.
Come on, amen.
And even that nominal believer, what's the only reason Lot even had a chance is Abraham was up on top of the hill conversing with the king.
Amen.
Pleading for his life.
Amen.
We think, oh, we have to go, you know, we got to go to the bar with our friends. That's the only way to testify to them. And we got to do this with them and be all lukewarm on our convictions and kind of, you ain't going to get nowhere doing that. Your consecrated, separated life will do so much more for any person than any of that garbage ever will.
Amen.
The closer you get to Christ, the more power there is in your life to give to others.
Amen.
Unless you think you really have something to offer somebody. I figured out a long time ago, I got nothing to offer anybody. But if I can get it from Him, then I've got a well of living water.
Yeah.
It just squirts out all the time.
Yeah.
Every time it even feels like empty, it don't matter. I know there's more coming because it's under pressure. It's coming from an art. Everybody knows what our teaching well is? It's because the water's all pressurized to where when you put it in, it just has to keep coming up. It ain't got nowhere else to go. And that's what a Christian should feel like in this age. We're getting so pressurized with the Word that one of these days it's just going to have to blow up and I'm going to have to get a new body. It's like, this body can't take it.
Yep. Come on, bro.
You get in the presence of the Lord. I'll tell you right now, that fear, I ain't talking about just blessing either. I'm talking about when you're really in there and you feel that presence, your body in this realm can't take it too long.
Amen.
And that's why you see the prophet out on the floor and couldn't do nothing because this body can't handle it. But one of these days, you ain't going to have to worry about that.
Amen.
You're going to have a body that when you think you can't get any more joy, it just keeps coming.
Yeah.
and there's no down to anything. Everything's just up.
Amen.
Just when you think you got all the happiness and all the joy and all the love that there ever was, there's more to be had.
Amen.
Because we're not pulling from a well that'll run dry. Amen. We're pulling from New Jerusalem.
Yes, Lord.
The land that Jesus went and prepared for
us.
Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. I'm going to try to wrap up. Second Corinthians 5. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked.
Amen.
What part of that city is the most important to you and I? Is the body that we get to live in. Because what good would it do for I have this nice holy place and all these wonderful things in the world on every side, but there's something in you that still desires sin? Right? This old flesh. If there's something in you that wants to fight the Word and think, no, 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 we don't want that. We want a body that only wants the Word.
Amen.
In the Bible, you know what? He says we get it.
Yeah.
He just said it right there. Even if this was dissolved, even if you do perish, He said there's one eternal in the heavens. What does that mean? God never put it together. It always was.
Yeah.
When we hear the message, we've heard from that body there.
Amen.
And it begins to declare, you've already made it. I've already ordained this person. Your name's been called. Come up higher.
Yeah.
Isn't that what the bride was told before anything started setting in? What was she told? Come up higher.
Yeah.
And even as the world begins to fall apart, it's time to be like Abraham and not look at what's going on out here, not looking at Sodom getting burned up over there and all this. It's time to look up.
Amen.
Where's Melchizedek? Which is Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
What was the Holy Ghost given for? Listen closely. God's waiting on me and you. The church is waiting on me and you. Adoption time. When God can pour into us His fullness, His power, His resurrection. That when the church and Christ become so close together, till Christ becomes visible amongst us and raises the dead, and we go into the rapture.
Amen.
Every time we have one of these little testimonies, one of these little hymns, that's one more step closer.
Amen.
That's one more step to where all of us, because I believe every believer is going to be ready for this.
Amen.
Every believer with the Holy Ghost will be ready and be able to walk right into a new body.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
And what does the Bible say? We'll meet together in the air.
Yeah.
Is there a place that the church all meets together? Yeah, it's in the air.
Amen.
In Christ.
Yeah.
That's where the church all gathered together. Not had nothing to do with the earth at all. I ain't worried about it. It's all going to California or all heading over to Jeffersonville and all heading to this place and that place. As long as we're in Christ, we'll all make it there.
Yeah. Right.
Because we're not all just different people. Different. We're all part of one body.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And all God's doing is pulling it from every little place and put it together until it's fitly framed, as the Bible says, and joined together in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're going to say, still reading there, show after a while that just those who are filled with the Holy Ghost go in the rapture. For the dead live not for the space of 1,000 years. That's right. Just Holy Spirit filled people was all that went in the rapture.
Amen.
And we go, oh, that's it? Wait, did you get it? Have you received the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Just you.
Amen.
You've made it. Look, you've made it. Amen. We're not making it. We've already made it.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
The first step Abraham took to that new city, do you know he already possessed it? He said it was his inheritance.
Yeah.
That means it was already his. It already had his name on it. When Isaac and Jacob, as we know, they dwelt with him in tents and tabernacles. And we know back then that wasn't a nice place to live. That's a tent out in the middle of the woods somewhere. When he was dwelling in there, and everybody looked at him and says, man, you had that nice house back in the land of Ur. What are you doing, crazy? Let's go ahead and bring it like we had to bring the day of Noah up to this time. Let's do the same now. You sell your house. You sold it. And you're living out in the tent somewhere. Because God told you. Our God told us to cheat, steal, and lie and make money. Right? The heathen God, the land of Ur, that's what they had. That's all Abraham was. He wasn't Not until he was called out was he any different than the world. And aren't you glad we were the same? But I'm not now in the world no more. I've been called out, saved, sanctified, separated for the service of God, not just to lay on earth, but to seek a city.
Amen.
To seek my true dwelling place, which is a body like unto his glorious body that I've had for all eternity. And I'm just ready to transport out of here and get there. Just like Abraham. Hallelujah. Let me read this perfect faith and I'll close on this. And now we become anointed with that same Spirit, anointed Messiahs. How many believes that? That you're anointed with the exact same Spirit that was on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That the same power is available to every single one of you in here as it was to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we become anointed with the same Spirit, anointed Messiahs. Messiahs of the last day to shine forth the resurrection of Jesus Christ. To show that He is not dead, but in the form of the Holy Ghost, He's in His people. Moving amongst his bride with a love affair to her, pouring out into her himself.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. They are becoming one for the wedding supper, and the same signs promised by the same God and the same word is making his same manifestations. There's nothing left for us to do. It's all right. Here's your commandment from Brother Andrew from the message of the hour. There's nothing else left for you to do but to believe it. And believe it is the substance. It's the reality. And that creates a perfect faith. Just think how numb we are. Just to think that for a minute now. How numb we are when we get into this, when we stay in this world to what faith really is. To what that quickening power really did to us. It's everything we ever needed.
Amen.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christ in us. The hope of glory.
Amen.
God gave us His Word without measure. He poured it all out on you. Aren't you happy for that?
Yes,
that we don't have to guess about what's coming next. I already know what's coming next. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Not to any old city. I'm going where Melchizedek reigns.
That's right.
I'm going where the whole place has Jesus' hands written all over it because He designed it perfectly for you and I. Can we do that tonight and lift up? Do you begin to feel the Spirit of God telling? Don't you feel that wooing of Him? Believe. Believe it. It's really there. I'll tell you one testimony as I close. My grandma one time had her, when she put in testimony for receiving the Holy Ghost, she was at the altar. Sister Mary, who's actually Tom Dillard's wife, was there praying with her. And she was pretty much out of it, if I believe right. She was about gone as far as physically saying. But then she began to come up. And Sister Mary said that it sounded like she said Israel. And she kind of looked at her funny and she said, what was that, sister? And she said, it is real. You ever thought about that? Sometimes when I think about heaven, I just think of it like a white place and think, no, it's real. Like this. I can feel it now. There's a different dimension that's here right amongst us.
Amen.
And it's just a little faster. Because we read about this, He's not very far from any one of us. We don't have to go. He's right here. One of these days, Brother Roy, we ain't going to worry about aches in the hands or in our side or our heart or anything, are we? We're going where we came from. We're going to a land that truly is real. How many's happy to be a Christian today?
Yeah.
Stand together. Let's bow our heads. I appreciate all the testimonies that's been coming forth from the Lord. But I know that as Christians, Laodicea, there's always needs. In the body of flesh and the world falling apart all around us, there's needs. Knowing that we don't know the day or the hour when we're going to leave. Would you have a need you'd like to give to the Lord and say, Lord, you know my heart, you know what I have need of. Is there any person that would like to raise that to God now? Not in my presence, but in the presence of Him. And just as Abraham, you're not looking amiss. Look by faith and see that he's already given it to you. He knew what you'd ask before you'd ask for it. Doesn't matter if it's healing. Doesn't matter if it's joy. Doesn't matter if it's a loved one. Doesn't matter if it's just a little doubt or a little fear somewhere. He's already provided it. And all he wants you to do is say, yes, Lord, I accept it. And you'll walk out of here with it. Let's just bow our heads together. Will you go ahead and pray any way you feel led to? I'll lead in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be in your house. And Lord, of being amongst a group of believers, Lord, I just feel your spirit so close. Lord, and I know when you show up, Lord, you don't come just to waste time. But Lord, you come to do something in every single life. Lord, and we invite you, even in this Christmas season, we really want you to be the reason for any season, Lord. We want you to rule and reign in our hearts, Father. That Lord, as we begin to look at the Word and it begins to reflect back to us, Lord, if there's one spot of black in our hearts, Lord God, we pray that the Spirit would take it far from us. Lord, that we would just by faith throw it in the blood. And say, Jesus, thank you for dying in my place. Forgive me for being so foolish. Help me and try me again. And let your Spirit rule my life. Lord, as I believe that you've washed and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord, the souls in this room, I pray they'd realize who they really are. I pray that they would see your great house of blessing, Lord, and that there's joy on every shelf, that there's peace on every shelf, there's love, there's happiness, there's healing. Lord God, there's salvation, there's redemption. Lord, and if that promise is a little too high, I pray that they would begin to pray. Lord, and the Spirit would lift them up and lift the standard. Lord, that stepladder they could come step on and reach that top shelf of glory. Lord, if there's any doubt in the people's heart, as we know, the end time is upon us. Lord, as you even give me thoughts about how close it truly is, I pray that each one of us would redeem the time even right now. Knowing that it's not a time to sit on the Word, but Lord, let us take the seed of the Word that's been given us and spread it everywhere we influence, Lord. Lord, again, forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us for being distracted and not being busy about the Father's business. But Lord, try us once more. Help us, Lord, as we leave today, knowing that brother's got to go to work and we got to travel and things like that. We pray that the Spirit would be with each one. And not just on them, but in them. Lord, that when they don't even feel you, Lord, they still know that you're with them for all the way to the end of the world. You promised it, Lord. May you be with each believer. May you heal each one. You said you brought your Word and you healed them, Lord. We pray that you do it for each one here tonight. Bless them, Lord, for making the sacrifice, even when many people would stay home and things. Lord, we appreciate that they were able to make it to the house of God. And even as a man, I appreciate them, Lord, as a family of God. And I thank you for giving us fellowship together. Be with each one, Lord. Let us raise in higher glories and higher faiths than we've ever had before. Lord, that the things that we used to think were hard will become easy to us in the spirit realm. That we won't worry about coming back down to earth, but we'll continue to live for the next world to come. Let us be like Abraham, Lord, and not hold back, but burn every bridge, Lord, to the past, every bridge to anything on earth, Lord, and seek the one heavenly way, which is you. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. May this word become a reality in the heart of every person in the audience. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A flat, Dad. 110. 110 in the little book, if you don't know this, until then. My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along the trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world, it's not my final home.
heart will go on singing, but until then, with joy I'll carry on until the day mine eyes behold the city, until the day God calls.
I just want to sing that chorus again. Sing it again, but until then.
Oh, but until then, my heart will go on singing. But until then, with joy I'll carry on.
Tonight, just keep loving him.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing, love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Make it personal now, just you and him.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you.
Sing it again.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Dad, keep playing that softly. Let's all just raise our hands and just thank Him and praise Him in our own way. Oh, praise Your glorious name, Lord Jesus. I love You, Lord. You're so good to me. Thank You for Your love and mercy, Lord. Thank You for coming to earth, Lord, and taking my place in the flesh and dying. Giving Your life, Lord. Keep giving Your life every day for me. Forgiving me, Lord. Washing me and blessing me, Lord. I thank You, Lord, for it. I just love You with all my heart, Lord. You're so good to me, Lord Jesus. Thank You so much for all that You've done. Thank You, Lord, even when I just don't deserve it, but You just pour Your love over and over again. Thank You. Thank You for being so merciful and gracious to me, Lord. Thank You for always giving me a chance, Lord, to come back to Your arms, Lord, and just love You again. Thank You. Bless You, Jesus. Thank You for taking care of my family, Lord. Thank You for taking care of my house, my cars, my things that You've given me, Lord. You just provide every time, Lord Jesus. Thank You for being so good. I just want to know You. I just want to love You better, worship You with all my heart. Oh, praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, blessed God. Thank You, blessed God. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy, Jesus. Oh, praise You, praise You. Praise You, praise You, praise You, praise You. Thank You, Jesus. And what a friend we have in Jesus. Again. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to listen closely. Stay in the atmosphere of worship. I just want to read to you what this city really is. Stay in worship. Don't worry about nothing else. Put yourself over there because you already are by faith. Just listen now. And I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And He that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And He said unto me, "Write, for these things are true and faithful." And He said unto me, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Hallelujah. Can you sing hallelujah one more time, just with a little bit more from your heart, knowing what that really is? Hallelujah. Happy to be a Christian tonight. Amen. Amen. Can we give the Lord, the guest of honor tonight, a hand of applause for what he's done? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Me and Sister Ellie and the kids, we take out tomorrow morning, go to Indiana to visit her family. Dad's in charge while I'm gone. I'm just kidding. Why would I do that, right? No. Love you, Dad. I really do. How many appreciates Brother James? Can we get that? I don't even say that to flatter him. If it wasn't for Dad, y'all be out of luck. I mean, you might have a preacher, but that's it. We wouldn't have no pews. We wouldn't have carpet. I don't know how the bills get taken care of. I don't have nothing to do with any of that. Dad takes care of all of that, and he just gives me the numbers. And I, like with Brother Ernie, do we got enough? Yep. All right, let's do it. So I just appreciate him. I appreciate every one of you. You know, we just think of we're coming up here soon. I don't mean to delay time. Is this all right tonight? Is this all right?
Amen.
Amen. I just think of even a year ago. This will be what, 2 weeks from now. Dawson, son. Look at that, my own boy. I love you still. Yeah, you need that. A couple weeks here will be 1 year from when we first started. And even going back to myself, I'm just amazed at what God has done. It's blowing my expectation out of the water. The number of souls that make this their home, the number of souls that's been blessed, the number of miracles that's been done. The word that's come forth, it's exceeded all of my expectations. That's because we got a God who knows how to take our expectation. You know what the Bible said? He's exceedingly abundant, more than anything you could ever ask or think. He's poured it out upon us. Think of the Sproles and how I didn't even know their name a year ago. Praying for a church and God provided for them. The Ochoas, all y'all that want to come. And even Brother Kent here, old soldier, been with me for years. I love each one of you, and I appreciate each one of you. I pray you love me the same.
Amen.
Yeah.
We do.
Amen. Well, before we go, can we just give the Lord one more hand clap of praise? Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. keep Brother Josh in prayer for Sunday. He'll be here to minister for us. Remember, Tuesday night, if you're able to make it out, I'll be preaching at Sherwood, and Wednesday we'll have Brother Josh again. Or Stryker. I always want to say Sherwood because I go see y'all sometimes. Yeah, New Year's Eve, not day. It'll be up till New Year's. I'll be done preaching on New Year's Day. But up till then. Let's just sing. You got a song, Jeff?
I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints Lord, I want to be in that number.